Excuse me.
You all right there?
Good.
Good.
All right. Are you ready?
Okay. I think we are ready to start the show.
Okay, push the button.
The button is pushed.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Hacking like a smoker on
hacking
there.
Like, you know, you got to cut down on them cigars there, trucker.
Yeah, you can take that off.
Okay, I don't edit.
Yes, you do. You do sometimes.
Sometimes. Only when you cuss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big problem.
I have to take those out.
It's a big problem.
Keep your reputation.
Okay. Okay. Why'd you start the show if you're just going to sit here?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Go.
Let's go.
Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
you Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be...
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Faith, happy birthday to you.
Very good, you almost stayed on key, almost.
And many more.
Thank you.
She sure knows how to make a man feel appreciated.
I said thank you.
Very good, you almost stayed in key.
Well, it's true. Doesn't mean I don't appreciate it. Okay. I appreciate it.
Well,
I appreciate it very much.
Did you get breakfast in bed today?
It's not today yet.
What do you mean it's not today yet? Doesn't make any sense.
To me, it's not tomorrow or today to them.
Oh, well, let me give you a heads up forecast. You're not getting breakfast in bed tomorrow.
Okay, good to know. Great.
Unless Helen wakes up and fixes it for you, because I'll be out of here. Okay. And now, if you want it at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'll be glad to fix it for you and bring it to you.
Okay, no. Thank you. No.
Yeah, no. I really wanted to take like half a day out, or work from home tomorrow, really, is what I wanted to do. For your birthday, and just and just because it's the holidays, and I'm working from home on Wednesday. But I have to be at work tomorrow, because it's layoff notification day.
For you or for somebody else?
Well, this is Project North notification day.
What's that mean?
It's a long story. It just means that a bunch of people are being chosen to go to a different company.
Mm. Oh,
and you either have to go or go away.
Got it. Bye-bye. See you later. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, but I've been told not to worry about this one, so I'm not.
Okay. Good to know. So you have to be there to
even
hear.
If you get picked, you don't lose your job, which is good. You lose your job with Verizon, but you still have a job,
right?
At the same pay. So
good to know. So can we talk about Christmas decorations for a second?
I thought we talked about that yesterday.
We did, but
today's your birthday.
But I would like to talk about.
We have to talk all things that are faith today.
Well, I need to talk about the tree because. I'm going to take it and shove it out the window in a second.
Wow, okay. You scared me there for a minute. I thought, oh, no, I'm going to edit another show.
It is driving me crazy. Pre-lit trees are great.
Yes.
Except for when they're a few years old
when
and the lights don't work anymore.
It's done.
Oh, it's driving me crazy. And the limbs are, it's making me nuts. It does. I'm trying to, you know, you take it out of the box and you fluff it and you got to redo all the limbs and everything. And they're coming off.
And half the limbs and half the lights don't work.
I'm chucking it, man. We decided last night. No,
we're not having
we'll just string new lights on it. It'll be fine. But then I'm messing with it today. I just left it sit there. I let it sit there half undone, half lit.
The rest of the house
and it's
looks
like
wonderful.
Tilting and it's tilting.
That I can
it's
fix.
Lovely. Thank you. Yeah, I worked hard. I'm not done, though.
The house looks great. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thank you. It's been
all
fun.
All around my house. There's lights and mistletoe and all kinds of stuff everywhere I go.
Oh, good. Don't throw any of it.
And jingle bells upon my spouse.
I don't know. This is something I don't know about.
Well,
Yeah.
I guess we should do some calls.
Okay, sure.
You want to talk about your birthday? We called
what
your
about
mom.
My birthday?
Well, we had a birthday party for Faith.
We talked about that, though, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh. Then I'm done.
Didn't we have a part? Didn't we talk about that my birthday party was this weekend?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can't remember what we did. I can't remember what I did 10 minutes ago. So we got lots of calls to catch up on, so we'll try to get caught up on some of those.
You know what I like about...
Me?
I do. I like you. But do you know what I like about getting older? Maybe this is not really necessarily part of getting older. Maybe it is. But
maybe it isn't.
My mother has become one of my dearest friends.
Well, sure. That's within, what's supposed to happen.
Within the past, just the past few years.
Oh, really?
I think because they've come and stayed with us since we moved to Silver Springs in the past 9 years.
I think it's because you've matured so much.
But she calls me and we just to share something that she found or something about her Bible study or whatever. And it's neat because she's still my mother and I still talk to her like she's my mother, but she's my friend as well. And that is such a blessing. I was thinking about that yesterday when she called and I just thought, and she said, oh, I got all my Christmas decorations outside done. I haven't done the inside yet. And I do the opposite. And so she was all excited. She got that done. And I just was just thinking what a blessing that was a birthday gift in itself, just to recognize that.
Well, that's the goal of growing kids God's way. The blessing of being godly parents and having godly children is that you're working towards a friendship relationship, just like Jesus did with his disciples. He worked them towards it into a point when he said, I no longer call you servants. I call you my friends.
And I mean, we've always had a good relationship, but it's really because I've been the youngest.
I think it took a lot longer. That's contrary to what Winston thinks, because Winston doesn't think Jesus ever said we were his friends.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know what Bible version he's using.
They took that out.
Must have been.
Did he use his little pen knife and cut that out of there?
I'm telling you, I don't. I'm a biblicist. Everybody knows that, right?
Yes.
I listened to a Lutheran seminary class. I'm taking a Lutheran seminary class, auditing a Lutheran, seminary class. I'm taking several apologetics courses through iTunes University. Not to mention just from furthering education classes. And so I take them from all over. I take them from Baptist, from Reformed theology, Reformed churches, Lutheran churches, plus, I go to a Baptist church, and so I get to experience some of that. And then you got Sam, and he's just out there. And so, and all the people on the forum. And so I kind of get hit with all these different doctrines all the time. And what blows me away is it's just like, that's an interesting concept, but it doesn't really jive with the Bible. and some of it's not very well thought out. Okay, some of it is very well thought out. I mean, we're talking about, I'm not trying to put anybody down like Sam or anything. I don't know, he's in good company. He's got Calvin and Luther, and you look at some of the beliefs they have, and it's like, well, that doesn't match up with what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And the links that they go to, some of them they just completely ignore. I'm talking about Luther and Calvin here, or those theology that teaches those things. In some of these classes I'm taking. And some of the passages I just completely ignore, and some of them they twist so hard, when the explanation's just very simple, don't depend upon your own wisdom, this is the way the Bible says it is. That's the way it is, it just kind of blows me away sometimes. Nevertheless, I'm sure I have my own doctrines I do find my own doctrines being, I'm like, because I'll read a passage and I'll go, that was never in the Bible before.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it was there.
That's new.
I guess the difference is that being a biblicist, I'm perfectly willing to change my doctrine at any given moment.
Right.
If the Lord points out where it's wrong. Sometimes that's humbling. Sometimes it's painful because I may have been preaching from the mountaintop yesterday. I've got one thing I need to repent of.
Very humbling.
To anybody who's been in the ministry for a long time, is I used to teach and stress in the forums, and I need to go in the forums and post this. But I used to teach my leaders, my the shepherds that are there that, that help, you know, kind of govern the place and keep everybody, you know, happy and, moderate the forum and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. And I used to teach them to never, you know, don't make just flat out statements. Say, you know, well, to me, this says this, and to me, this says that. And I still think that's a good, I think that's okay. But I kind of encourage them to offer an opinion versus right. stating a fact.
Yeah.
And
because you didn't want a bunch of friction. I mean, I understand why you did that.
Yes. Yeah. And it's still a good way to try to open people up to other teachings.
Conversation, yeah.
But, you know, the reason why my microphone's having a problem, I found out, is because of Jen and Dave, the Jen and Dave show.
Yeah, what'd they do?
They have technical issues.
Yeah.
And they have infected us.
They have.
Yes. So that's the reason we're still.
They sent us a virus.
Oh, that one's yours this time.
See, so yours is fine. Now you need to fix mine.
Yeah. Well, yesterday it was mine. Anyway, let's just take them to the mic shop.
I guess so.
I was trying to save some money. Anyway, what I've learned through going through this truth study is that truth is absolute.
Well, we already knew that.
And what we're kind of guilty of is saying, well, I perceive this verse
right.
to mean this, or I perceive this verse to that. And truth is not perceived. Truth is revealed.
Right.
And we need to seek God and revealing the true meaning behind each scripture, and that will permeate its truth through any situation.
Well, our culture does not like that.
No.
This morning, since I was home alone today, I was decorating and I had the news on this morning, and then The View came on after that, and I didn't keep it on for very long because they irritate the fire out of me, but I did like that Whoopi was screaming about being taxed to death. somebody made a statement.
You do understand why Whoopi's on that show, though.
Oh, yeah. Just a minute.
Okay.
I do. She did. Somebody, I don't know who it was, made a statement about, well, that's how, actually, I think it was her that said it. But that, I mean, you know, it's not really, we don't want to tell somebody how to think. We don't want you, you know, religion is a personal thing. And I don't want to come into your life and tell you what you should think and how you should do it. And I thought, well, that's kind of what. Yeah, but that's why culture doesn't want to be said, doesn't want to be told you were wrong. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because that you may think I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. But that doesn't mean you're not wrong.
Religion is personal, and we should all seek our own way to the Lord, our own way to God.
It's just become a very big relative, this Oprah culture thing.
It's postmodernism is what it's called.
Yeah.
And yes, it's very much about seeking your own truth.
Upper modernism, is that what it's called?
Very much about seeking your own truth and that kind of thing, which is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible is written in a philosophy of absolute truth, and in a time where the truth was revealed, it wasn't discovered or perceived. And we've gotten some things mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why Whoopi is on that show is to get people like you to tolerate it, so that the rest of the agenda can be voiced.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
So she's the moderate voice?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they have the, you know, they've got the one conservative, and then they have to have somebody who'll voice the moderate. Does she actually believe that? Or does she just do that to keep the peace?
I don't know what she believes, what she knows. I know that it was leaked that they were searching, that the reason why they hired, Whoopi is because everybody could tolerate her. They were looking for a moderate they could tolerate.
Somebody that everybody on both sides could handle. That makes sense. But I mean, I didn't keep it on. So there you go.
So
I hadn't seen it in over a year, and I'd.
So anyway, we have calls.
Okay.
You want to go there?
Sure.
Okay.
Brad, it's Amy walking in the spirit. I have fallen behind on listening to my podcast.
We heard this already.
So I hope you can forgive me. I just listened to the Queen's Edict podcast with Faith talking about the mattresses and kind of staring out in the in a zone, been there, done that too. Anyway, I thought I would call in to give you, Faith, some ideas of 90s dance music so that you can enjoy your workouts and
okay.
can encourage you and inspire you. I went back to my CDs. I actually, in the 90s, worked as an intern at a radio station.
Oh, you're going to be great.
Fortunately, I was actually given a lot of free CDs. So here's some choices for you. There's a really cool CD that you can get. It's called Best of Dance Mix USA, and it has a red cover, and if you could get any of the 1990s versions, they come out with a CD anytime you can get one of those in the 90s. That would be awesome. Eiffel 65 was one. Nikki French, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Vitamin C, Smile. Erasure, Always. Ace of Base did Living in Danger and The Sign, and you can actually get those.
I saw the sign.
Enigma was one that would be kind of like a warm down.
That was a little slower.
Sweet Dreams. The Batman Forever soundtrack had some pretty cool songs on it.
Prince, yeah.
The Fugees did The Score. The City of Angels soundtrack was really good as well.
It was really good, but it's not to work out to.
Oasis.
City of Angels is a crowd to. That's Sarah McLachlan.
Sugar Ray.
I have
Lord. Offspring did a lot of good songs. So did 10,000 Maniacs. Tonic did Lemon Parade.
Okay, you're just listing songs now. These aren't fast workout songs.
Well, she's just giving ideas.
Okay.
And one that I thought was pretty funny was Trio did Da Da Da. You either
da,
love it or hate
da,
it. Forest for the Trees did a couple good songs.
That's please.
Lorena McKennitt did The Book of Secrets.
I know which one I'm thinking
kind of
though.
More like warm down. Moby would also be kind of warm down. Lisa Loeb did Firecracker.
Oh, yeah.
The Wallflowers did Bringing Down the House. And then...
There it is. I keep getting the police in my head.
It's the same. It's da da da. This guy's a freak.
You're gonna use up your 15 seconds on the intro.
No.
Get this in my new back up.
Okay, make it stop.
I think the copyrights run out on this thing.
This is what you got to know. Love you though it didn't show.
Make it stop.
The video's even worse.
See, what I need is I can walk 500
there you
miles
go.
And I can walk.
That's a marching song.
It would be great for dance or running. The big swing trend that came out in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, I had
that.
Those.
Voodoo Daddy was the tops of that.
Had that.
Those
yeah.
are...
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
What was his name? He was 80s. Brian Setzer Orchestra had a couple of theirs.
Those are good to work out, too, as well. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of songs for you.
Thank you.
And still loving the podcast. You guys are doing great. I'm going to get caught up here soon. Been busy with work, but can get caught up for sure. All right. Well, you guys have a great week, and vayos con Dios.
I'll be quite honest. I'm kind of phoning it in right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm vacation time. What are we going to do this weekend? We got to put out a show every day this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be gone.
I think Wednesday.
Holy cow.
We got to record like 5 shows on Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Nothing good can come from that.
We got to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday show.
And Monday.
Because we're getting home on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yep, we got to do 5 shows on Wednesday.
Unless we do them in the car.
Nope. 5 shows on Wednesday.
Oh, good grief.
Alrighty.
Don't expect anything good.
Yeah, that's going to be some quality podcast in there. I'm telling you right now. Morning, everybody.
Yeah.
This is your emperor with a daily update.
Oh, how you doing?
Thursday, November the whatever. And unfortunately, that's 4 or 5 calls in a row for me. I hate when I do that.
That's okay.
Just wanted to know that I'm feeling stronger today.
Good.
Hopefully there tomorrow I'll get out of this place.
Yes.
You probably have to have physical, some physical therapy and rehab, but hopefully I'll get out of here fairly soon. Congratulations on Briley.
Thank you.
I understand things there are in a joyous mood.
Yes, they are. They still are. Got to see lots more pictures of her today.
Anyway, I'll call you again.
Okay.
Still laid up.
Scared
talk to you later.
Scared the dickens out of me.
You saw more pictures today?
I did.
Oh, okay.
More pictures.
They don't check her phone because I left a message and nobody called me back.
I think she's busy.
I think
she's busy.
Okay, so Chris Martens cooks. He keeps a clean apartment. And he's single. So that makes Chris Martens a metrosexual Sasquatch. It's just too funny.
High five, John. Oh, that's a good one.
Chris Martens, the metrosexual Sasquatch.
He should put that.
There's a Saturday Night Live skit there.
He should put that on his website.
That's good.
That should be his new
there.
His new.
That's his good new stuff thing. There.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. He cracked himself up.
Yeah, I got to call the Jesus Geeks down, call him that. Metrosexual Sasquatch. Who'd this be? 702 area code.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Robert from Henderson, Nevada.
Hello, Robert from Henderson, Nevada.
Is this person new?
I think they called him once before.
It sounds familiar.
And I'm a second-time caller.
Okay.
Told ya.
There you go.
And if Faith hasn't locked the door, I have a question for Buford.
Oh, well, he has. He's kind of been busy lately. Hold on. Let me see if I can find him. See if he's over there anywhere. Faith, can you yell at him? See
no.
if he's out there?
No. He wants to ask Buford a question, so why don't you let him ask it?
I got to bring Buford in first.
I don't want to tell him.
Buford, are you out there? Come on! Buford! Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting my goats ready for the parade.
What parade?
I get to be Santa this year in the parade. The Christmas parade.
Santa doesn't have goats. He's reindeer.
Well, I know, but I didn't have any reindeer.
Okay.
But I do have these pipe cleaner antennas.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm fixing them on top of the goats.
How'd you attach them?
Stables.
Ow.
To their horns.
Well, how'd you get the staple to stick into the horn?
I don't know. They just did.
Oh.
They're industrial staples, you know those. I'm talking about, like, you know, something you put paper together with. I'm talking about staples.
Oh, okay.
You know, arrow staples.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you have a Rudolph goat?
Oh, yeah, but I can't. I've been feeding him whiskey all day. I can't get his nose red at all.
Oh.
I don't know how I'm going to get that done.
Maybe you'd get a clown nose and put it on.
Oh, that's a good idea. Nose.
Yeah.
You got one of them around anywhere?
I do, actually, yes.
Awesome. That would help me out so much.
Yeah.
I might have to get a different goat, though.
So
he's kind of wobbling around a lot.
Is this the redneck Santa parade? Is that what this is?
No, just a regular Santa parade.
Oh,
I got me my sled all fixed up.
Uh-huh.
It's so awesome. I got the back. I took the back off of my truck.
Uh huh.
And I got it down there, and I put some of them wheels off of that wagon that was in the backyard, little red wagon that you had back there. I put them wheels on there, and then I got me a big old satchel, and I filled it with toys for the kiddies.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be awesome.
Okay, I bet.
And I got my goats pulling it and everything.
Uh huh.
And look at this, I'm growing a beard. You see it?
No.
It's right there, see?
No, I don't see anything.
Well, I just started it yesterday.
Oh, okay. You might want to go get the white Santa beard.
You think I ought to get a fake beard?
Yeah, I'm thinking that would probably be good.
I was just going to bleach this one, you know, white.
There's nothing there to bleach.
Well, once I get it going real good, you know.
Oh, okay.
But you think I'd just go with a fake one?
Yeah, I think that'd be better.
All right. Fake Rudolph nose and a fake beard, huh?
Yeah. Well, you went with the whole pipe cleaner antlers, right?
Fake antlers.
Yeah.
Guess so. I don't know. I think the kids will see through it, though.
You think?
It could.
They might.
What'd y'all bring me in for? I got lots to do.
Oh, somebody had a question.
Oh, Yeah, I got it. That's Robert from
Nevada.
Nevada had a question. Let's see what he had to say.
Now, if Buford's there,
I'm here, Robert.
For men who stare at goats, and I know that you have goats, and I was wondering if you could make a goat fall over just by staring at it.
What the hell wrong with that boy?
Well, don't swear on the air.
I didn't swear.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-uh. Halibut. It's a fish.
Oh. Okay.
I said, what's the halibut wrong with that feller?
I don't know. And why? Why?
Well, why would you want to stare at a goat? That's the most boring thing in the world.
I don't know.
They just stare back.
Oh. Okay.
Staring at goats. Now, I can stare a chicken right into a frying pan. I'll tell you that right now.
Uh-huh. I bet you could. Bet you could. Feet and all.
Staring at goats. You know, there's an old man down the road down there.
Uh-huh.
He sits on his front porch and stares at cars go by.
Uh-huh.
About the same thing, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
But no, I don't stare at goats. And my breath can knock them over, though. I've done that a few times.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. On a bad day.
And that made me wonder if you could make a blind squirrel fall over. Could you make Faith fall over just by staring at her?
I've been told not to look her directly in the eye. So, probably no. She made me fall over with a slap is what would happen.
That's all I got for you today. Have fun.
Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate you bringing me in here and letting me cool off for a minute before I got back to my project.
Yeah.
I'm out of duct tape, by the way.
Okay.
You got any more duct tape?
No, Brad refuses to keep duct tape.
I don't keep duct tape. I might use it. Oh, well, I need duct tape and 3 more vice grips. I got to run to Lowe's. I'll see y'all later.
Okay, then.
So, are you going to leave? In a minute. I got to... I'm sorry, I dropped something. I got drug book. Oh, here it is right here. I got it.
I'm so glad you don't keep duct tape. Not only would you use it, but then my dad would use it. And that would be bad.
I hate it. I actually hate it. I had some, or your dad had some.
Did you fix a broom or something
with
it?
And I put it on my broom, and it ruined the handle of my broom. Now it's all sticky every time you use it.
And he's mad he did it.
Yep.
Hey, I don't have a lot to do while I'm in the hospital other than I call you, so I'm calling again.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I'm just sitting here watching a special on the space station, and whoever it is that's talking sounds a lot like Justin Lowmaster.
Maybe the space turtle is working on the space station.
Maybe it is.
Do you know if Justin's ever been in space?
Yeah, he's the space turtle. Hello.
Because I think this is him. It must be a space turtle.
I ruined his joke. I should have left it play. That's okay. He won't hold it against me. He won't hold it against me.
He's the emperor. He might not hold out his scepter.
It's true. He might not.
He might not.
Yes, Faith. This is Chris. Of course I would know about the whole music geek thing. I am a well-rounded geek. I have much experience in the realm of geekiness and many subcultures of geekhood. Yes, I do know the music geek from my time working
I actually have proof that the Jesus geek is not as geeky as you would as you might think.
Why? Because he's a metrosexual?
Does that make him not geeky if he's a metrosexual Sasquatch?
Sort of. It takes away some of the geekiness.
I think so.
I mean, that's only if you can dress. I mean, can you dress well?
I think he's more of a metrosexual than he is a geek. Because he posted the other day that he does not watch SpongeBob.
Seriously?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can have a geek card.
Without watching SpongeBob.
Without having at least a working knowledge of SpongeBob trivia.
Yeah. It's very important.
It's very important to geekdom.
Huh.
Yes. I even listen to World of Warcraft shows just to keep up with my geeky friends. By the way.
Yeah.
Speaking to Chris Martens, I'd like to... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was him that turned me on to this, but it probably was. He's usually the one that turns me on to shows. But it might have been actually Ruth Ann Dahl. It turned me on to Life on Mars.
Yes. Well, you started watching it a long time ago when it was still on TV.
Yeah, but it was like in the middle of the show.
And you didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know what was going on. And it looked interesting. But I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't really get it. Well, Last night, me and Faith watched the first two of the series shows. And I realize this is an old show from England. I know the history. I know that it's going on again in England and all that. It's a British show. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're talking about the American version.
Was there just one or two seasons? Do we know that yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I could look it up and find out for you, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't care enough.
Anyway, so we turned it on last night, and it was really good.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see the contrast and how everybody, because you watch a period movie in the 70s and you really don't get a sense for how different the cultures were. I mean, it's sort of nostalgic watching the 70s because I grew up in the 70s. But it's interesting to see the contrast in characters between what a New York cop was in those days and what a New York cop is today and how different they are and how they treat women differently and how they view life differently. And the macho, what do they call that? Machismo or the, that macho thing they had to have going back then and just how insecure, like a lot of people were at the time. And so when you take him, who's a very secure character who he is and his manhood or whatever, you put him in that time and he looks like a wimp.
Yeah.
He kind of comes across whippy and he gets getting punched a lot. And he's like, I'm not used to getting punched so much, you know, and cause nobody hits anybody anymore. So, just thought that was interesting. We watched two episodes last night, and I've kind of been thinking about them today, and I'm looking forward to seeing another.
Huh. Well, that's good. We caught up to House, finally.
Yeah.
So we watched the entire series of House.
In the last two, 3 months?
Yeah.
Every night we watched like one or two shows.
As often as we can, we've watched House.
So, we're done with that.
We caught up, and now it's being TiVo'd.
Yeah. So... So are you? What did you, after having a day to think about it, did you enjoy?
I didn't think about it.
Did you, you looking forward to watching another one or not so much?
I'll watch them.
Okay.
Yeah, they were okay. I mean, I think it's more of a guy show.
Is it?
But I mean, I'll watch it. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I didn't.
Guys on the show.
So. I didn't mind it at all. I don't, doesn't bother me.
Back to Chris Martens.
Okay.
A freelance lighting and visual effects technician for local concerts back in New York. And I've worked for many local and national acts. I do also know theater geeks because I went to school for theater major.
It's just like tooting his own
horn. Major, theater minor. So I do know how to deal with the theatrical
He's
side
a
of
theater geek.
Plus, I also know computers. Yes, I again do know.
You don't know computers? Well, you don't even have a Mac.
I'm not a full-fledged computer geek, but I do know my way around. I am smart enough to say that Macs do beat PCs. Don't make me laugh at your attempts to tell me that PCs can even attempt to rival a Mac. Maybe a Mac from 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
So he is a Mac guy.
And well, I am definitely
I'm sorry about that, Chris.
Sci-fi entertainment geek, but most of all...
I'm sorry I slammed you on that one. I thought you were one of the ones arguing with me. I apologize profusely. Well, it sounds like he's got a lot of geek cred.
Okay.
So maybe I'll let him slide on SpongeBob since he has all that theater geek stuff.
Okay. That just makes him more of a metrosexual.
Ooh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Metrosexual Sasquatch.
Yes, I am. Not the original.
You're not the original Jesus
Geek. Version 2.0 Jesus Geek. Yes.
Do you put mustard on your hot dog? That's what I really need to know.
Keep up the good show, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye. All right. That was good to hear from Chris Martens. It's always good to hear from Chris Martens.
It is.
And
yes, it is.
Who dis be? I don't know who dis be. Let's find who dis be. I think this is Robert again.
Oh, okay.
Hey, this message is for Carrie.
What?
The brand new daddy.
Oh.
Congratulations.
It must be John.
And
it's Wilkerson.
Jen, too. Congratulations.
That is John.
Woo, you got a new baby. You got a new baby.
John's got like a whole dozen.
Yeah. He'll give you one.
Poop in the diapers. Go get all over your hands. And you're going to get sick because you really can't stand to have poop on your hands. And they're going to pee on your face and throw up on you. Woo! Yay!
Listen. In all of my years of taking care of babies, newborn infants, I have never had a child pee on me, ever.
Jay?
Nope.
Oh, Jay got me a couple of times.
No, because I knew.
You knew?
I knew that you cover that up.
Jay got me.
You don't let him go free. There's no free. No.
Hey, Brad and Faith.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Jose Torres. We have such, you know, we have such a diverse
group of listeners.
Exotic listeners. Exotic. We have Chris Martens, and we have
exotic
Jose Torres, and we have Colonel Sanders.
Where is Colonel Sanders anyway? Where are you, Tim? Where you been?
And we have the Emperor of Kansas.
Yes.
The original Jesus Geek. We have Amy walking in the spirit. We have just a diverse group of Deanne and Go Faster I'm going to leave somebody out.
Kidge.
Who else calls in? A lot.
Deanna.
I said her.
Oh. Tim.
Yeah. And you don't have to have a show to call
Russ
in.
And well, Ross.
You, the only thing you really have to call in is a phone.
Ken.
And that's all you need. And you can call this number, 206-350-6956, and leave me a message on my very sexy voicemail.
On the True Love Show podcast.
That's true.
Anyways, I'm calling just to...
Part of My Life Ministries.
That whole show with Helen.
Genius. Yes.
I agree with the new caller. That was a really good idea. She is very cute.
Thank you.
So that was good. Another thing I was going to say, that I know this is old and everything, but give me a break. You can't put ketchup on a hamburger. You know, as Puerto Ricans, we put ketchup on everything. So, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Ketchup with hamburger rocks.
What?
All right. Have a good...
What are you... See, so I thought he was saying you can't put ketchup on a hamburger.
He says... You can't not, I guess. Can't not. I thought he said that too.
I don't know.
But he says Puerto Ricans put ketchup on everything.
Everything? Like on your house and their
if
car?
If you're Puerto Rican, how do you end up in Wisconsin? Jose.
I don't know.
I need to know this. I need to know. Evidently, I need to know that.
Evidently, there's quite a large population of them.
Why?
Because all this, because I know his friends are Puerto Rican.
I understand that. I get that, but why?
And I've seen pictures and there's like a lot of Puerto Ricans there.
Why? Would you go to Milwaukee?
For the beer. And the cheese.
It's freaking cold there. You lived in Puerto Rico and you moved to Florida or something
nice. I think Jose was born here.
Well, I understand that, but why did they originally come here? I get why he's here, but why did they originally? Why did they end up in Wisconsin?
To root for the Packers.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and again, why yes, Faith? You just know me so well. Of course, I was kicked out of my Sasquatch clan because I failed the hunting test of manhood, I guess you can say, because as all the other young Sasquatches went out with their sticks and rocks to hunt down game, I just Googled it and had it used the next day from the comfort of.
Yeah, you know what? There's one thing I know. I don't know a lot about Sasquatch society.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert on Sasquatch.
No.
But I do know one thing. Mm-hmm. They have a very strict policy about Googling.
Yeah.
They do not allow Googling of
no
each
GPS
other.
Either.
I don't know about that. They don't allow GPS?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But I do know if you're a serious Sasquatch and you're Googling, they will kick you out.
Yeah. That's right, it. That's a deal like breaker
that.
Right
that,
there.
Oh, yeah. That, you'll be shunned from society.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to shave your back and everything.
Oh, I guess you might as well know my cave. Yeah, Faith. You know me so well. Funny. You're
don't you live in a houseboat? I thought you lived in a houseboat.
You're lucky Brad's there before I start cracking Faith jokes. Because, you know, it's not like Brad can protect you. It's just that's easier making fun of Brad. But keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Listen.
Don't
y'all are so sweet that you... But I spent my entire... teenage life hanging out with boys, and that's all I ever got was picked on, so I can take it.
We must have set a lot of people because there's a lot of calls. We must have set people.
Why do they have to be upset to call?
I don't know, but you know. All right, so that's all the time we have for today. We will try to catch up with more of your calls tomorrow. We will eventually, because we got to record five shows on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we know we will get to all your calls before Wednesday.
We will.
Please call in a lot between now and then.
Oh, good Lord.
So we have a lot to talk about. We're going to do short 10-minute shows.
Okay, that's what he says, but it never happens.
We will.
No, because he gets started, and then we just keep talking.
But I love to talk to you.
I know. Well, you can talk to me.
I'm afraid to push stop, because then you'll get up and leave.
Yeah.
Say, I'm done.
Is that what I do?
You do.
I do not. I get up and I go get a soda and I go sit down and rest.
Okay.
Look at my lopsided tree.
Your lopsided tree. It's not lopsided. It's just crooked.
Well, fix it. Fix the light so I can decorate it.
She's so attractive when she gets bossy.
It's very annoying.
Fix it!
It's annoying. Da, da, da.
How about try this?
That's not a running song.
Honey, would you mind fixing the tree?
I'm a guy with... I don't do that. Da, da, da. I have my grandma Lila in me.
Fix the tree! It's crooked!
Okay. Da, da, da. This is annoying. Make it stop. Da, da, da.
This is the worst song ever.
I don't know about that. It might be on the list.
It's on the list. That and that song by the Crash Test Dummies.
I was running on the treadmill today.
Uh-huh.
And I had my new headphones that I got from Helen. Helen bought me for my birthday.
I thought we ended the show.
It was. But Helen got me the new little marshmallow headphones, right?
Yes.
And I thought, oh, yes, I can run and my headphones will fall on my ears. Mm-hmm. No, nope. The right side, because my iPod is strapped on my arm, right? On the left arm.
Yeah.
And it's plugged in. And so my left headphone never came out. Right one, because it's like the string is, you know, every time I run, it's like hanging. It pulled this one out all the time. So then I had to go get one of those little hair clippy things, and I clipped it to the back of my shirt, my back of my top. Yeah. And then I finally fixed it to keep it in. But... you know, when you're running fast, that string flies all over the cord flies all over the place.
Yeah, you know.
What else am I supposed to do with it?
Come think of it, I'd put a little paper clippy thing on the front of mine. I did do that, yeah. But I don't have to do it anymore. For some reason, it stays in now with my new iPod.
You don't walk fast enough?
No, because I have my new iPod.
Oh.
It stays in, okay.
Where do you put it?
I put my iPod in my pocket, and then it just runs up.
Oh, okay. Close to my ear. Maybe I should use the clip instead of having it on my arm. Maybe that would be better because it would be evenly adjusted, you know, because it like has to pull a little bit on this side. So
yeah.
It swings.
I think you just clip it to your shirt.
I clipped it to the back. I put it around to the back then I clipped it.
Yeah.
That made it better.
I can't wait to get my Scotty jacket for Christmas. I'm very excited about getting this. I'm very excited about my Scotty vest thing. Scotty jacket.
Okay.
Scotty vest jacket.
Hope you get it.
Yeah, me too, because I'm going to be very disappointed if I don't.
Have you been good?
I have been good.
Really?
Really good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you are.
This is vitamin C. Do you know this? So if we get the big jobs and we make the big money, when we look back now, will our jokes still be funny? It's called Graduation.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's pretty much garbage.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, Vaz Kondios, everybody.
We will
catch you on the flip side. Yeah, I hope you're being thankful. What are you thankful for this week, Faith? Just give us a thankful thing.
I'm thankful that I made it to 37.
Was there some doubt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I told you what I was. I was thankful that my mother and I are friends.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
I'm thankful
good, yes.
that I have you. And I'm thankful that I have Helen. And
well, don't blow them all. We got a whole week of this.
Oh. Okay.
John's doing a thing where he's thankful for tech. What technology are you thankful for? You're supposed to call into the Jesus Geek Show and tell him what you're thankful for as far as technology is concerned.
Okay, call us in and tell us what you're thankful for, but not technology.
So
you can be thankful for technology.
I told him cell phone was my technology I was very thankful for.
Really?
Yeah, it keeps me connected.
Yeah.
Adds an element of safety to when you go away. And keeps. I just like it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What's your favorite technology that you're thankful for? Or the technology that you're the most thankful for?
Huh.
Yeah, we'll give that some thought. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Probably my cell phone, too.
Yeah. Well, you need to call John and tell him that. Because that's what
really?
He's doing.
Really? I don't call his show.
Well, you should.
I don't call anybody's show, actually. Should I call him?
You should call. You know what?
I should call every show.
Like, on our way to Dumas, just call every show. I got them all on my phone.
I'll call them all.
Vasconcelos! My friend.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.